Today on Dog Pound Report, the Browns bring Brian Hartline back home. They tender their 4 restricted free agents, and we give you an update on the Browns' unrestricted free agents. This is Dog Pound Report. Good morning and welcome to Dog Pound Report, a show that will cover all Browns and NFL news leading up to the 2015 season. I'm Nathan Zagura here with my man Andy Baskin. And Andy, what a wild start to free agency. Now the Browns not huge players early, but that's what they said they were going to do. But our first trending topic is they signed Ohio native Brian Hartline to the team.
How can you not be excited about Brian Hartline? You look back to the last year, you've got Dante Whitner coming in here. So the Buckeye Express making its way up to the lakefront. Brian Hartline's a guy you know exactly what you're going to get. He's going to give you big yards if you can get him to the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's consistent. He plays and plays again. Look at all the seasons. It's 6 seasons. 5 of those seasons, he's played in 16 games. So you know exactly what you're going to get, and the fans love it. You got a Buckeye. You got a guy from Canton. How can you not enjoy this signing?
And Mike Pettine was blown away, said he was passionate about being a Brown and chose the Browns over the New England Patriots. And Hartline's a guy who's had 1,000 yards in 2012, 1,000 yards in 2013. He's played productively. He's 6'2", which is important with wide receiving core. And I think he's going to be a nice addition.
Speaking of Hartline, let's go to Miami right now from ESPN's NFL Nation reporter James Walker. What can we expect out of Brian Hartline, James?
Yeah, you know, if you look at the numbers from last year, it's easy to say that Brian Hartline's production fell off. But when you look deeper at it, me covering the Miami Dolphins, being there every day, really, I think most of his struggles was schematic. The Dolphins came in, new offensive coordinator last year in Bill Lazor. They really changed the scheme to where Brian Hartline was sort of phased out of the offense. They were doing a lot of quick hitting things, a lot of things that Bill Lazor came from the Philadelphia school of Chip Kelly offense. So that kind of scheme just didn't fit Brian Hartline. That's why he went back-to-back years with 70 catches in 2012 and 2013, and his production fell off to 39 catches. I still think Hartline still has a lot left in the tank. He was just a 1,000-yard receiver 2 seasons ago. And, you know, even not knowing who's going to throw him the ball in Cleveland, I think that's an even bigger question. But I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Hartline has another 50 or 60-catch year for the Browns.
James, what does Brian Hartline bring to our receiving core?
Well, he's definitely a hard worker. And you guys in Northeast Ohio, Hartline's a Canton native, knows the definition of hard work. And even last year when he struggled, you're struggling in the offense, he wasn't really getting in rhythm, he worked hard at it. Dolphins coaches consistently told me he's working at it, he's working at it, he's working at it. Eventually something will come through, he'll have a breakthrough. It never really happened last year for him. And I think, you know, because his salary was going to be $5.95 million in 2015, just the salary didn't match the production. But it wasn't because he didn't work at it. I just think just schematically things didn't work out. But he's going to Cleveland with a new offense, a system that will probably fit him a lot better than what the Dolphins ran last year. And you're definitely getting a hard worker and a guy that's a team first guy. He was a 4th round pick, and I really have a lot of respect for those guys. They come in as mid round picks, late round picks, end up having a pretty good career. And Hartline was one of those guys that worked his tail off to make sure he was a productive player.
James, I know he kind of laughed about being called a slot receiver earlier this week, but what are the best wide receivers out there to balance him out so all the pressure isn't on Brian Hartline?
Yeah, he's definitely not a number one receiver. I wouldn't say he was a number one receiver at any point in his career. Even with the Dolphins, when he was leading them in receptions, you know, the Dolphins were better off having a number one guy, and I think that's why they eventually signed Mike Wallace to sort of complement Brian Hartline. But if the Browns are going to go into next year expecting Hartline to be a number one receiver, a guy that's going to catch, I don't know, 80, 90 balls, things like that, that's not really his game. He's a guy that really feeds off number two cornerbacks. He's better than a lot of number two cornerbacks in the league. But if you put a Darrell Revis on him or Richard Sherman or some of the top cornerbacks in the NFL, that's where he'll struggle. So, you know, the Browns, it'll be in their best interest to either draft a guy, one of the top, you know, draft picks in the league at that position, or sign another guy in free agency to really take the pressure off Brian Hartline. I think that's really where you can have sort of his best production, where he can give you a good 50 or 60 catch year, as opposed to expecting him to catch 80 or 90 balls. I don't really think that's in the best interest of the Browns.
James, in about 30 seconds, tell me what we can look for on ESPN.com from you.
Please make sure you check out ESPN.com's Dolphins page, as well as myself on Twitter at James Walker NFL.
Thank you very much, James. We'll talk to you soon and make sure we read you on ESPN.com. That brings us to our second trending topic. This past week, the Browns placed tenders on Gibson, Kitchen, Robertson, and Bademosi.
Well, listen, these are the restricted free agents. They placed second-round tenders on Tashawn Gibson and Craig Robertson, giving the Browns the right to match any offer to them. And if a team does try to sign them away, the Browns let them go, they get that team's second-round pick in return. So it's a tender saying, we definitely want to keep these guys. We see Gibson and Robertson as big pieces of the future. They have the right to match any offer to Johnson Badamosi or Ishmaili Kitchen. But I think the big focus is on Gip. 11 interceptions the last 2 years, second most in the league behind Richard Sherman. Now the Browns kind of have control. They're giving them a salary bump up to $2.4 million. They have an opportunity to match and negotiate and work on that long-term deal, which I think they're doing right now with him and Craig Robertson.
As a player, you've got to feel good if you've been second-round tender.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets. Nobody in the NFL's gotten a first-round tender this year. Nobody got one last year either. So, Gip, they're saying, well, you're a valuable piece of this organization. We want to keep you here. We love what you did last year with the 6 interceptions. Played phenomenally well, and now we're going to try to work out a long-term deal. This buys you some time and says, listen, everybody in the NFL, hands off. And now we get to our third trending topic, updates on the Browns free agents. Last week we talked 6 unrestricted free agents. We didn't think any of them would be back at the time, and it looks like that's going to be the case. We'll start with Brian Hoyer signing a 2-year deal with the Houston Texans.
Look, Brian Hoyer is in a place where Brian Hoyer wants to be right now. He's back with Bill O'Brien, a guy that he was with in New England. They've got a good relationship. He's going to have the opportunity to try to start, and I think that's what Brian Hoyer wanted all along. He wanted a chance to battle for a starting job. Now he's got it. He'll go up against Ryan Mallett. So Brian is exactly where he wants to be. I know a lot of Browns fans, because he's from Cleveland, because he had success here, want to see him do well. We'll get to see what he does in Houston. So that's where he is. He's in a place where he wants to be right now.
Got a 2-year contract, over $10 million, about 5 guaranteed there. Jabal Sheard goes to New England, 2 years, $11 million, 5.5 guaranteed. Wasn't really a fit for what the Browns were doing in this 3-4. Better as a 4-3 DN with all those hybrid fronts they play in New England. I think he's going to be a very good fit for the Patriots.
Well, absolutely. But I think it's funny how we look at some of these and we take perspective, especially when we're hungry in free agency, to hear news about our own team. If you went to social media this week, you would have thought that Jabal Sheard was a 10-time Pro Bowler here with the Browns. He was a nice player while he was here. You could see that we were going through transitions and that, you know, defensive coordinator, defensive sets, things had changed, and that made him expendable. And now he's in New England. I'm sure folks wish him the best of luck.
Absolutely. Tough guy played hurt. Good luck to Jabal in New England. And another guy who cashed in, Buster Skrine. 4 years, $25 million, 13 guaranteed. Going to the Jets. He's going to play alongside Revis. They also signed Cromartie. So a lot of money in that secondary there for the Jets. And Buster, I guess, is going to be probably the highest paid nickel corner in the NFL and certainly well deserved.
Absolutely. And you talk about a guy that kind of embodies this city just a little bit and the way he played and how hard he worked. And, hey, he got knocked down, but he got himself back up. And that's where Buster Skrine is right now. The pressure, though, it gets turned up when you're in New York, and people are going to be looking at him with a little bit more scrutiny than they did. If he thinks things were bad here in Cleveland in the beginning, maybe by the fans, if things don't work out in New York, those fans are going to be turning up the heat, and he's going to be looking, oh, where do I get a towel? Things are going to be kind of
hot. He's got 13 million guaranteed reasons
to
be okay.
And I think we saw that. Didn't you see that? We thought this guy was, we knew that he was going to be wanted and that the price was going to be pretty steep for here as well.
No question, and that's why he moved up there to New York. And then finally, Jordan Cameron, seems like he's going to Miami. There was some misinformation out there for a while. Looked like he might be coming back to Cleveland. Looks like he'll be with the Miami Dolphins on a 2-year deal.
Absolutely. Not surprised at all. He's got to deal with concussions in the next stage when he goes to Miami. So let's see what happens down there. Jordan gave some great years here in Cleveland.
Well, those were our trending topics. When we come back on Dog Pound Report, Browns senior staff writer Andrew Gribble dives deep on the Browns restricted free agents, specifically safety Tashawn Gibson. We talk about Josh McCown and hear from the head coach Mike Pettine about him. And finally, we take a look at Alex Mack touring the world with the USO.